In one of the recent episodes of Doctor Who, with Jodie Whittaker as the Doctor, the TARDIS takes them to present-day Norway. There, they come across a boarded-up log cabin that's apparently been abandoned. Of course, it's not abandoned, and the Doctor discovers Hannah, a blind girl who's convinced that there's something sinister lurking outside in the woods. Hannah is played by Ellie Walwork, an 18-year-old blind actor who attended the Royal National College for the Blind, the RNC. She's also a singer-songwriter and posts her original songs and performances on her YouTube channel. She joined me down the line, and we first chatted about her acting work before Doctor Who.
So I did an acting job when I was 11. I went and filmed it was sort of an art house film in Portugal when I was 11. And that was really what got me first into acting. And after that, I got an agent, and then she got me parts over the years. And she specifically works with disabled actors to try and get the mainstream roles.
You were also in Call the Midwife.
Yes, but only for 2 seconds as an extra part. I remember we were waiting around for like the whole day, and we only had about an hour of filming in total. And but luckily I was with a lot of my friends, because the people who went on Imagine, that was the film I did when I was 11, also basically did Call the Midwife as well. So I knew everybody there, which was lovely.
Now tell us about Doctor Who. First of all, what was the audition like?
The audition was, well, I went to the casting centre in London, and I went with my dad. And I'd only found out that it was actually Doctor Who about a week before when I'd got the audition side. And I'd prepared it, and I went there, and I went into the audition room. And we were only about supposed to spend about 15 minutes in there, but I spent half an hour in there, I think. And I just had like a really long chat with the casting director, Andy, about the role, really, and what I thought about the character Hannah. And then we did the audition side, I think about 3 times in total. And it was a really nice audition. I actually felt like Andy was really, really friendly, and I was really comfortable as well.
And when did you know you actually had the part?
It must have been about 2 weeks after. I remember it was on a Friday, and I was in school, and my agent had called me about 3 times, and I was like, why am I getting called? Because I knew that that day was the day that I got the part. So I found out whether I got the part.
Mm.
And my dad might have found out before I did, because Louise, my agent, had to call my dad sometimes because I was under 18 at the time. And, well, when I got home, I was at my mum's house, and Louise rung me, and I found out that I got the part, and I just ran around the house screaming, really.
Who was more excited, you or your dad?
Well, I don't really know. I was really, really, really happy. But in terms of the show, my dad was so excited. So was my mum, really, because my mum sometimes watched it with her boyfriend, and my dad obviously has been a massive fan of the show. Mm. So they were both over the moon.
Now, listening to your voice, you're obviously not Norwegian. Did you have a voice coach?
I did, yes. Her name was Sandra, and she was so, so lovely. We must have had about 6 sessions, I think, and she just introduced me to the accent. My grandma's Swedish, so I kind of had a basis of what it might sound like, but I wasn't sure how to replicate it. And so we just had some sessions where, I mean, she'd play me Norwegian music, she'd play me sounds of people speaking, lots of different people speaking. And yeah, it was really nice. And then we got the script through, and we just had a go at putting the accent with the lines, and it worked really, really well.
Now, was it actually filmed on location, or was it half set, half in that house?
Half studio and half, half studio and half location, really. It was, the studio was really, really nice, actually. It was in Cardiff, and the location was a really lovely cottage just outside of Cardiff. I didn't see it, obviously, but I was told it was really, really scenic and actually looked quite Norwegian, funnily enough. And the cottage itself was really, really nice. And yeah, I mean, it was all very peaceful, I thought.
And I know your character didn't, but between filming, did you have a wee sneaky shot in the TARDIS?
At the time of filming, I don't think the TARDIS was actually finished. I went into the room with the TARDIS set in it, just to have sort of a little look, which was really, really fun. But I didn't actually get to go in the TARDIS itself, which was a bit sad. But my dad came on set and went and saw the TARDIS set and was really, really happy.
Now, I first heard you in, it was a number of years back, but you gave a speech at the Philip Carnegie Awards.
Yes, that's right.
Were you part of the shadowing scheme that year?
I was. So I was a really keen user of the RNIB Library, and I always used to borrow books from there. They offered that I could read and sort of, well, not review exactly, but basically shadow the Carnegie Award nominations. And the following year it was that I did a speech at the ceremony, because reading's always been really, really important to me. I want to study English literature at university. So actually being able to speak at such a prestigious award ceremony was fantastic.
Was it Braille you used mostly, or do you use audio as well?
Well, in an ideal world, I would use Braille, but because of time constraints and also the fact that I'm studying a lot, well, I was studying a lot, now I'm taking a gap year, but I haven't really been able to use Braille, so I usually pair up my note taker with my phone to read books, because it sort of gives me the best of both worlds. I've got the access to books as well as the like Braille aspect of it too.
Now, what's next? Are you going to keep pursuing acting? I know you're a singer-songwriter as well. What's next?
So I'd love to pursue acting professionally, like, more in the future. I kind of want to keep my options open, because I don't want to have to consign myself to any kind of job, because I feel like I'd limit myself then. I want to sort of get into the creative industries. I'm taking, hopefully, if I get in, an English literature degree at university, so that'll open a lot of doors for me. I don't want to purposefully shut my own doors. I want to be able to expand into whatever I choose later in the future.
Norway. Definitely Norway. Soil?
A cottage in winter with a chimney but no smoke. What's got you so scared?
It takes you away. It takes you away.
The Doctor Who episode It Takes You Away is available on iPlayer with audio description.